Good morning. I'm Violet Bodie.
I'm Ella Schaefe.
And I'm Abby Capacious. You're listening to the Bear Facts, Bishop Garrigan High School's weekly radio show.
The Golden Bear girls basketball team wrapped up their regular season this past week and definitely ended on a high note. Last Tuesday, the Bears, who have ranked number one in Class 1A most of the season, traveled to Eastern Iowa to play the top team in Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford. The Bears led the entire game and ended up with a decisive 62-46 victory. At that game, Audie Crooks moved up to number 5 among the all-time scoring leaders in all classes of Iowa girls basketball.
Audie passed another milestone a week ago when the Bears played West Hancock. She broke her own single-game scoring record, racking up 50 points in a single game. The Bears wrapped up their third straight undefeated conference season on Monday with a win over North Iowa. They begin regional playoffs this week. After a bye in the first round, on Tuesday, the Bears will face the winner of North Iowa and GTRA as they set their sights on a four straight trip to state. Good luck, Bears.
The Golden Bear boys also begin district play this week. They'll be hosting West Bend Mallard on Monday night, with the winner most likely facing Mason City Newman on Thursday. Remember, tickets for all playoff games must be bought online in advance. You can find links to purchase your tickets at bggoldenbears.org.
Last Saturday, Bishop Garrigan competed in the Iowa High School Speech Association State Large Group Contest in LaBarre's. Three groups of Golden Bears competed, and they came home with two Division I's, or excellent, ratings, and one Division II, or good, rating. The improv group of Audie Crooks, Violet Bodie, Benji Trainer, Sam Plath, and Brendan Plath earned straight ones for acting out a scene about being caught on the set of a Western movie.
Savannah and Isabella Wachter also earned a Division I rating for their musical theater presentation from Cinderella. The Bears' other group improv, Scott Borman, Thad Kolash, and Tate Furch, earned a Division II rating at State. Congratulations to all the performers and to directors David Barrow and Maureen Mice.
With group speech over, it's time for individual speech to begin. Gavin Swift, Savannah Wachter, Benji Trainer, Lauren Swift, Sam Plath, Violet Bodie, Brooke Ludwig, Molly Peterson, Thad Kolash, and Tate Furch are all preparing entries for individual speech. District contest is coming up on February 25th at Okoboji High School in Milford.
A big group of Garrigan students are busy right now getting ready for State DECA. They'll be taking tests in various business-related fields on Tuesday, and then next weekend they'll be headed to State DECA Conference. Molly Peterson is competing in apparel and accessories management. Logan Nemers is in automotive services marketing. Brooke Ludwig will compete in hotel and lodging, and Violet Bodie is in human resource management.
Ella Schaefe is entered in Marketing Communications, Zoe Montag is in Principles of Marketing, Zach Warren is in Restaurant and Food Service Management, and Haley Reitzel is in the Retail Merchandising Competition. There are also several DECA team competitions. Two Garrigan duos are in Sports and Entertainment Marketing and Management. One features Ben Gredeman and Sam Plath, while the other has Thad Kolash and Sam Gredeman.
Another DECA team is in Buying and Merchandising Management. It includes Reese Kemna and Ava Rothler. Avery Lichter and Brendan Plath are on the entrepreneurship team. The hospitality service management team features Sasha Olish and Emmy Bartolo. The final DECA entry is in travel and tourism marketing, and it features Ava Huff and Daniel Mice. Good luck to everyone involved in DECA.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Matt Kolash. Here to tell you about him is Avery Lichter.
Matt Kolash was born in Emmitsburg and comes to Garrigan from the Whittemore area. This time of year, he's getting ready for the trap shooting season. Matt is also active in football and track. He was in basketball in the past, and he enjoys working as a referee for junior high games. He's also part of the group that maintains the student website. After high school, Matt plans to serve in the Marines, and he's like to be a state trooper in the future. Good luck, Matt.
Thanks, Avery. On our Golden Bear calendar, the big event tonight is the winter formal. Tomorrow is the second round of the KC Free Throw Contest.
Monday, boys district basketball starts. The Bears will take on West Bend Mallard. We have Mass Tuesday morning, and that night the girls will play their first regional game versus either GTRA or North Iowa.
Tuesday, the DECA teams will be doing their state tests. There's a gala meeting on Wednesday, and then Thursday, the school board meets.
Next Friday, the Viva Voce Jazz Choir will be part of the Shake the Lakes Jazz Festival. On Friday night, Garrigan will be hosting the third round of girls' regional basketball. Finally, next Saturday, there's Quiz Bowl at Ankeny.
That's the Bear Facts for another week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.